Where does free speech end and intimidation begin? The Supreme Court tackled that age-old question today in two cases testing the constitutionality of state laws that make cross-burning a crime. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The First Amendment guarantee of free speech means not just words out of your mouth, but symbols, too. Thus, in 1989, the Supreme Court ruled that laws making it a crime to burn the American flag unconstitutionally punish political protest. Today, the question moved to cross-burning and whether that is similarly protected. At issue were two cross-burnings in Virginia, one by several white men in a black neighbor's yard, the other a 30-foot-high cross set afire by a Ku Klux Klan leader at a Klan rally on a farm along a highway. On the steps of the court, lawyer Rodney Smola said that just burning a cross is classic symbolic speech protected by the Constitution.
It represents certain ideas, not ideas that most of us like, but ideas. And the point of the First Amendment is that we protect even the ideas that most of us find reprehensible.
But Virginia Attorney General Jerry Kilgore said cross-burning is, by itself, a threat to public safety.
The history of cross-burning has always been about intimidation, and that's what the Virginia law is about.
Inside the courtroom, Virginia Solicitor William Hurd was immediately peppered with questions from every member of the court. Justice O'Connor, there is one part of this statute that's troublesome, and that is the part that makes the cross-burning itself prima facie evidence of intent to intimidate. Answer, it's just a common-sense rule of evidence. It presumes cross-burning means what it normally means. Justice Kennedy, and the jury is so instructed? Answer, yes. The jury is told the burning of a cross is enough to infer intent to intimidate. Justice Kennedy, why doesn't Virginia just have a statute barring threats of bodily harm? Answer, the availability of other statutes doesn't make this one unconstitutional. Justice Scalia, I thought the key here is that it's not just speech, it's action. Surely the state could ban brandishing a gun. Justice Kennedy, to make this clear, though, any time there's a cross-burning near a highway, it's a criminal offense? Answer, yes. Justice Ginsburg, even if it's on your own property? Answer, yes, if it's in public view. Justice Stevens, supposing someone burned a circle? Answer, he could not be prosecuted because a burning circle has no particular message. Justice Stevens, sounds to me like you're defending this prosecution on the grounds that the message was particularly obnoxious. Answer, no, it's a message threatening bodily harm because for decades the Klan wanted to convey that message. Supporting the state of Virginia was the Bush administration's Deputy Solicitor General, Michael Dreeben. He said the history of cross-burning shows that it puts people in fear as no other symbol does. As he got tangled in a colloquy with Justice Kennedy about why the state doesn't have a general law banning all threats, Justice Thomas interrupted with uncharacteristic passion. Aren't you underestimating the symbolism? We had almost 100 years of lynching in the South, terror by the Knights of the Camellias. The burning cross was intended to have a virulent effect. It is unlike any other symbol in our society. There's no other purpose of cross burning, no message. It was intended to terrorize a population. Justice Stevens, if the message is as powerful as Justice Thomas suggests, and I agree with him, couldn't you ban it even if the person burning the cross did it innocently? Justice Scalia, puckishly, surely one can burn a cross in the sanctity of one's bedroom. Arguing the other side of the case, Professor Rodney Smola said the state cannot single out one symbol to ban because it doesn't like what that symbol stands for. Justice Scalia, what about brandishing a gun? Shouldn't that be protected too? Answer, there's a fundamental difference. The physical properties of a gun make it an actual threat. Justice Stevens, well, suppose it's an empty gun. Answer, it's still a weapon. Justice Souter, your argument might have been sound in the 1800s before cross-burning acquired its history, but today it's a symbol with a potency equal to that of a gun. It's a symbol that inspires a Pavlovian response of fear. The flag and other protected symbols don't make you scared. Answer, if I see a burning cross, my stomach may churn, but I'm not necessarily scared. Justice Scalia, if you were a black man, I dare say you'd rather see a man with a rifle on your lawn than a burning cross. Answer, but that can be dealt with a law that is content neutral, a law that makes it a crime to make threats based on race. Justice O'Connor, why can't the state regulate an especially virulent form of intimidation? Answer, because it's also an especially virulent message. A decision in the cross-burning case is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.